And it's great to be up and away with another Zav Chat, and here we are with our parent leaders for 2024 in Kristen Kennedy, who runs the Xavier College Parent Association, and Paul Bendel, who runs our Burke Hall Parents Association. Great to have them with us today. Bill, Jared, welcome.
Thanks, Shane. It's great to be here. I think I said it even last week, if I recall, Jared. The term is racing ahead, and my friend, you don't have many days left. Are you excited? Are you nervous? I think there's a bit of a sense around our Year 12s of reflection at the moment. They're really savouring some of those moments. How are you feeling?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's something like 18 days left now, or something like that, 20 or something. So, yeah, it's definitely crept up on us, and yeah, it's here sort of now before we can even think about. the number of days left on our fingers.
Flies, doesn't it?
I do have a chuckle, Jared. I love you. It's roundabout because I've got a daughter in Year 12 too, and it's like meticulously being sort of marked off. And boys, oh, look, it's pretty much about then. But anyway, we're loving every day of it. So, hey, that's wonderful. But Paul and Kristen, great having you in as presidents of our parent associations. You know, parents play such an important role in our community. And maybe I might say a little comment at the end, but just give us a little bit of an insight maybe into the sort of things that you do. Paul, maybe if we start with you, because often in primary schools, everyone comes from about 2 kilometres away and you just sort of walk in and drop your kids off and you walk back home again. But, you know, at Xavier we're a bit different and we draw from such a wide variety. So tell us a little bit about the Burke Hall Parent Association.
Well, thanks, Bill, and thanks, Shane, for having me. Paul. Look, it's a very interesting school, and what struck me is the diversity in the school. And as a parents' association, we're wanting to respond to that. Also cognizant of its change in shape for being now prep to six. So we've set about this year working very hard to put in activities and events in front of the parents of the younger classes and making sure we reach into the diverse families. So that's been a really important emphasis. One of the call-outs I think that I'd reference is the parent-son camps, which is quite not new in that they were going for a number of years but then had a hiatus over the COVID.
Correct. Mm.
And I'd just go back and call out parent-son camps. So all credit to Prue Gilbert, my predecessor, saying it's not a father-son camp, Paul, it's a parent-son camp.
Mm.
So we have worked hard to get some mothers along to those camps. We've had some success, but there's more to be done. So that would be just a couple of things, Bill, to kick off.
Fantastic. And Kristen, in the senior school, there's been a lovely gathering of a variety of our parent associations, and we've brought that together as one parent group. So maybe an initial comment just about the gathering together and then some of the great things that you get engaged in.
Yeah, so this is obviously the first year that the Parents Association has come together, and it's been a really interesting start. I think at first it was there was questions: why do we need to have a parents association? Doesn't it work okay already? But there are a lot of supporters of uniting as one committee, one association, and role modelling for our sons, particularly, that the role of parents is now very much as a parent. Yes, there are particular roles that a mother or a father play, but that is often blurred now, and having one association has really been a positive step forward for families, and it's really been embraced by the community this year. So I'd echo Paul's comment that a lot of our events now are focused on parent invitations. We've maintained some of the traditional mother or father events because there's still an important part for that to play, particularly when we look to families that may be a single parent family, that mother or that father really looking to engage with someone in a more similar role to them at that point. But For the most part, we've really embraced parent opportunities. So all of our functions in the evenings are parent functions. We have the final day of term three, year 12, traditional parent lunch. And in the past, that was a mother's lunch. It's now a parent lunch. And already looking over our RSVP list, we've got a great strong showing of fathers that are coming along.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So, you know, it will take a couple of years to get the rhythm right, to get our calendar right. But for the most part, we really feel like we've done a great job in moving all of that forward and considering our community, as Paul touched on, considering the diversity in it.
And I think for context, for our listeners who might be, say, newish to Xavier, you know, we've brought a Fathers Association and a Mothers Association together at the senior campus, and that has been no mean feat. And, Kristen, you deserve massive accolades with you and your team, the way it's rolled this year. But I think that history is interesting, and now, of course, we're simply looking forward. Last Friday night, the Father's Day Mass is one of those events that was more for fathers rather than the parent in general, but massively attended. I mean, these are great success stories.
They are, and that's why it's really important to maintain some of those traditions. Actually, the Father's Day Mass at the senior campus only started last year. There hadn't been a Father's Day celebration, and this year we nearly doubled in our numbers of registrations to come along and celebrate. Our Mother's Day Mass this year became slightly out of control.
It was.
With over 800 in attendance and having to live screen the Mass down to our beautiful new Kosca Chapel,
yeah.
Which actually worked beautifully. So, you know, we are pivoting and moulding to what our community is asking of us. But yes, maintaining some of those traditions. When we were becoming one association, there was some trepidation from some of the families that had been here a long time, and I promised them I would be the guardian of tradition. So
and
as much as
been.
We're looking to new yeah. ways, we'll protect those as well.
Correct. And I think it's really important, and Paul, you said it beautifully, there are times when parents can we gather together, we're fully inclusive, and we do hope that it's been able to bring coordination and thoughtfulness around how each of the respective, you know, mothers or fathers or boarding parents, etc., our social justice network, how those connections can actually occur and be facilitated. But there are also those wonderful occasions where there is something here for a mother or a female adult in a boy's life, or a father or a male adult in a boy's life, and we're being reflective here. I was going to ask, and of you both, we're very conscious of you know, time's almost the most precious commodity in the modern era, and you know, being able to draw out the ability for parents to engage meaningfully when we're all quite time poor. You know, and that set a sense of, you know, is the volunteering spirit still alive and well? So maybe just, you know, your sort of thoughts there, because, you know, I was picking up, Kristen, you made a comment about just the enormous number of, you know, fathers who have rolled in. The spring racing lunch, you know, is just, I think, 700 tickets sold in the first few hours of that, et cetera.
Incredible.
You know, 800, and I was down to the Kosca Chapel for the Mother's Mass. Paul, a wonderful attendance at the Birkhall Fathers Association, Birkhall Father's Day Mass and morning tea. So, you know, just maybe tell us a little bit about, you know, the bringing together of community in a time poor period.
Well, it is a significant challenge for us. First up, I'd say communications is vitally important. So we need to do a little better next year than we did this year, and we're probably doing a little better this year than we did last year. But it comes down to setting up your events, communicating them, and when I mean communicating, that is taking care of the diverse families, making sure that they're as accessible, the invitations to them. And I wouldn't discount also the word of mouth. So we are steadily building up a sort of a pyramid, if you like, of people who speak to people who speak to people. The class representatives have an important role to play in that. So the word of mouth helps. I'd also talk to groups of parents and almost talk about obligations to participate in that. Don't be just an observer. Participate. You will get something out of it, even if you're a brand new family and you don't know anybody. I mean, I've been in that place. but go along. Everybody's well-meaning. Everyone's trying to achieve the same thing. So there would be a couple of ideas there. Yeah,
well said. And as we go to you, Kristen, for a thought there, I'm conscious we speak about our Xavier family, and that's very much how we... these are opportunities where the entire family can participate in Xavier life, and that's certainly our aim. Kristen, how do you see this?
Yeah, most definitely. Participation has varied. So volunteerism was the topic, actually, at the Dare to Be Different Forum last week, and it has changed. So we're finding that parents still very much want to be engaged, but their ability to commit has changed. So they're very, very happy to sign up and help for our Maytime Fair. We had probably nearly 100 parents support our four stalls, our raffle, resulting in nearly $30,000 raised for the Jesuit Missions just from the XC Parents Association. They can commit to those pockets of time. What we're challenged by is their ability to commit to year-long commitments like the executive of the Parents Association. Yep. How does that work in with their family lives? How does that look? But our parents definitely want to be here and be part of the community. So it's finding ways to make sure that we're still inviting them to play a role, but understanding how that fits in with them and their families. So, but it's very important, and I think it's at the core of the Xavier community. We are envied by other schools. I speak to many friends with children at other schools, and they are blown away by our 700 at spring lunch, 800 to come to Mass at 7:45 with your son and
it's
have
an extraordinary
a lukewarm
story.
Cup of coffee yeah. and a muffin with standing room only. They are blown away, and we have to nurture that, and we have to find ways to keep inviting our families onto campus, being with our sons. I mean, it is a privilege to sit here and know Jared very well since year five. You know, it's a privilege to be amongst the Xavier community, but we've got to listen to our families and how we can best accommodate them to make sure we're having that come about.
And as I throw over to Jared, because there's a lovely connection there as well, it's nice to be able to, you know, the parents who come in for St. Ignatius Day Mass, but particularly to serve our students, you know, the gratitude, and we've got to find new ways as a college of being able to issue that invitation and work in with families that meets their needs as well. So looking forward to chatting with them. But Jared, lovely maybe to throw over to you at this point.
Certainly. And I love how both of you talk, Christian and Paul, about how the Parents Association is really a way to bring the community together and for new families to, you know, allow them to make those connections like we've done. You might have friends at school, and then parents can chat and sort of make those connections that can last a whole Xavier journey. And so with that theme of bringing the new and also keeping the old, keeping tradition, is there anything that you guys might have planned for the future and what the Parents Association might look like going forward?
Well, I'm not Nostradamus, but I'll have a go at a few things. So I would say to my committee that I think very highly of innovation, and I think very highly of execution of something. So things like this year, Amelia Mackay, a mother of a grade four boy and a grade two boy, suggested that we run our disco, that's right, a disco, from prep to year four, but we combine it with Genizano, which we did. And it went off beautifully. We had 184 kids along to that, 120 of our boys and 60-odd of the girls from gym.
Yeah, there was great feedback on that, Paul.
So there's a thing. We've put a line in the sand on that. It's where to from here next year with that. And, yes, we could make it a bigger event, more kids on that night, or do we split it up, et cetera. So they're the sorts of things, the innovation bit, I think, is really important. I'm not as silly as I look. But
never
not
doubt,
everything works.
Yeah.
So when something doesn't come off right, you've got to assess it, try it again, perhaps spun slightly differently, or maybe you drop it. But that shouldn't stop innovation, I think, in our case.
And beautifully said, as we go to Kristen, you know, lovely thing about a Jesuit, you know, reflection and being able to be authentic to say, oh, that didn't quite go according to plan and let's do it a little bit differently here and that's what we're about. But Kristen, to you.
Yeah, so very much, and look, fortunately, we an innovation, for example, this year is on the committee we have a Burkle liaison, and what we're looking to do is with two campuses, year 7 to 12 and obviously prep through to year 6 over at Burke Hall, we want to find ways to make sure that we are communicating and working together so that possibly something that they're doing that's working right, we can follow through with, but with a senior tone to it, and vice versa, and finding new ways to engage our families. But look, we're also looking at, and this has been in consultation and working collaboratively with Burke Hall, is things that are important to us as families and our boys, things like sustainability, things like the initiative of a Burke Hall parent of our uniform outreach. That's something that there's a parent group building towards and looking to present to the school shortly, which will look to how do we reuse and recycle old uniforms. Both of our secondhand uniform shops are extraordinarily welcomed by our community for a number of reasons. Obviously, financial. All the clothes that are in those shops and available are donated, so we're able to sell them at a very affordable prices. But what do we do with the ones that aren't quite in the condition that we can't sell? So look, we are looking to new ways to do things. We're looking at new ways to make sure that we're supporting and protecting our families. And there's some of the things we're looking to in 2025.
Great answer. And it probably leads into my question, Kristen and Paul. And it's twofold. We know as a college, and I've been working very closely with Bill, that our communications in general need a real uplift. We can do it so much better. So with that in mind, and the parents have been well and truly surveyed, a lot of them, I'd then ask you the question, knowing that our communications can improve, what is the other feedback you're getting from parents, the parents you talk to, the good things, the bad things, etc., because you guys are mixing with probably the broadest array?
So outside of communication?
Yeah.
So, look, the positives most definitely are the spirituality here at the college. Father Chris Middleton is possibly... walks into our community like a rock star. He is at the heart of the school, and there's constant positive feedback about the Ignatian values that come directly from that faith and service side of the school community. Watching our boys go out and serve, finding ways to see them grow beyond just the education at the college. So there is most definitely... positivity around that constantly, and that cannot just be paid for, introduced, thrown into a school community. It is here and it is rich, and it is most definitely one of the strongest positives that I hear constantly from families.
It really lives and breathes. And Paul, similar question for yourself.
Thanks, Shane. So I'll do something a little narrower but a bit deeper.
Sure.
So when I left here in 1980, that's only 44 years ago, music was a lowercase m as far as how it pervaded throughout the college. I talk to my friends now, and in my mind it is one of the premier things that sets Burke Hall and the seniors campus Xavier apart is your music program. And I've been fortunate enough to go along to a number of the events and really look forward to them. So all credit to the school supporting that, to the teachers, the excellence of the teachers, and the care. So when I was here in 1980, the care was really a few sporting masters and if you're a good cricketer or whatever. I see it a little broader now, and the care that's offered by the music teachers for the students is just fantastic.
You'd love hearing that, Bill, I would suspect.
It's fantastic. And as a Jesuit education, we deliberately seek to be whole and broad and inclusive of all students and all of their diverse, you know, capacities. But Kristen, I'm not wishing your time away at all, but you are probably coming a little bit to the sort of end of a journey.
And we've been talking numbers, final days, just like Jared was referring
correct.
To.
And, we have. You know, Paddy's, you know, and Jared, you know, obviously you and Paddy get on, I think, terribly well. So Kristen, you know, mother of a boy in year 12, you know, any sort of thoughts as you're coming towards the end of a journey?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of sparkly moments that really are, I think we stop and pinch ourselves that it is the last time, the last footy matches or the last soccer matches, families with the cameras out more than usual, capturing those last moments, the last mark in the Zav's journey. Look, there's a lot of those moments, and we are ticking them off both with a sense of achievement because we got here, but obviously with a tinge of sadness as well. But Paddy's my youngest, so we've been involved at the college with our children for 13 years. My husband was a past student. His grandparents and uncles and whatnot also. So, look, there's some excitement. There's a lot of yawning and tiredness from the Year 12 boys now. It's a long road. And I think Paddy actually counted the other day, it was still 60 days or something till his first exam, and staying focused and on point until they sit down and pick up that pen for the first time for the English exam. But it's, a special moment. And look, that's a really special day for the Parents Association because we host a very long tradition of the mothers and grandmothers mass and lunch on the day that the boys sit that exam. Yeah. So there's a lot of work going into that at the moment. The Year 11s host that for Year 12s. But in my role, I've still a little bit across it, even though they're trying to keep me out of it.
There's
an incredible amount of work that goes into that day, and it is literally a day that volunteers convene, that serve, and it ties back beautifully with the school tradition, that of faith, as we sit to pray for our sons as they sit that first exam, and service, because the Year 11s are paying it forward to the Year 12s and serving them on that day. So, look, there's a lot of Year 12 things going on.
You've done beautifully at just pulling together some of the golden threads just in that comment. But I'm going to finish with you because you're allowed to have this.
And don't forget, as you
do come to the end of the journey, but it's not a journey that ends. It's just a journey that goes into a different chapter.
Absolutely.
And your involvement as a family, you know, the ability for past parents and certainly our old Zavs to walk back in the gates at any stage. We love that, and that's what we're about. But I'm going to maybe finish a comment with you. At the beginning of the year, you made a lovely, we're in the middle of the Australian Open or coming to the end of the Australian Open and one of our opening masses, and again, faith just threads through. You made a lovely comment about who's in your box, which is very much a player's box element. You also made, at a different point, a lovely reflection for maybe parents in 7 and 8 and parents at the other end of a journey. And sometimes these, and Paul, you've had plenty of comments in your own, the wisdoms and the insights that you get that could be a wonderful thought or bit of guidance for our other families and people who might be listening. So take us into the box and what you said to the 7s and 8s and 11 and 12.
Yeah, so we had for the first time, we had a parent and son Year 12 in mass at the start of the year in Paler Night, which again, incredibly well attended. We'd hope for, you know, maybe 300 and ended up with around 450 on campus. And I suppose I started that mass by welcoming everyone, but talking to our sons with their parents about their players' boxes. So who's going to be sitting in your box this year? What does that box look like and who do you fill it with? And the boys have the choice. Do they have a fantastic group of friends and that's who gets them through? Maybe a coach, maybe a teacher, a parent, mentor, an aunt, an uncle. And just guiding them on how to fill that player's box, how to put people in there who will help them through the year and then into life beyond Xavier. So, I had a couple of parents come up to me after that. One good friend got in touch and he'd actually found an image of a player's box and had printed it out in large form and stuck it on his son's wall above his desk.
Wow.
And encouraged him to think about who was going to sit in that and watch over him as he studied and got through his year. So that was a great opportunity to share with the boys. I had the chance to speak with Year 7 and 8, and these are some of the things that we've been really encouraging with the school is collaborating with the parents. So we were invited this year to the 7 and 8 information night where we got to meet and greet the parents and I got to speak to them. And I suppose I might have taken some liberties with the microphone then. I don't again now.
Surely not.
But my pearl of wisdom was that really for the Year 7s and 8s to put the boys on the bus or the tram or have them walk to school, and to really be experiencing the community that is also outside the Barkers Road gates, and to meet the boy that lives around the corner and is travelling to school with you that you might not be in a class with or know, and to take that time to have them mature into getting themselves to and from school. But on the flip side, in year 11 and 12, find ways to drop the boys off sometimes, whether it's to sport or to school. Have them in the car because it's a captured audience.
Great advice.
And you get that chance to have great conversations. I've had Jared in my car a couple of times this year, and another thing I said is get as many as you can in the car because you get the most information that way. So I've had the chance to drop them to some of the dinners that were hosted by Julian Butler. Even though it's only about an 8-minute car ride, they can really get the tram there. I've happily filled the car with the boys, and you do get a lot of feedback and you get a lot of time with them and get to share that snippet of this special end of year experience with them. So, pop them on the tram in year 7 and 8, but get them in the car in year 12.
Yeah, it's beautiful bit of advice.
Beautifully spoken, Kristen. Well, before we say thanks and farewell, it might be time for Around the Grounds with the great Jared Crowe.
Thank you, Mr. Healy. And, big week at the college as well, as always, this week. So on Monday, we had our Year 12 student parent night, sort of to prepare the class of 2024 for the very last chapter in our Xavier journeys. On Wednesday night is the senior campus music concert, so the last concert as well for all our Year 12 boys who play music, and a pretty special one for them as they get sort of an acknowledgement over the last 8 or 6 years of music at the college. On Thursday is Are You OK Day, where boys will be served free sausages for lunch, as well as we'll all be doing 9 push-ups in the Reed Quad, the whole school, to represent sort of mental health in Australia and the effects that it can have. Voluntary Mass is on Friday once again, which will be fantastic. And, it's important to sort of acknowledge the importance of our parents and all the parents at Xavier and the work they do to facilitate our journeys at school. So definitely a big thank you to all of them. And I think Kristen's words definitely represented the incredible support and just love and care that we get from all our mums and dads. So thank you once again to our parents.
Oh, that's great, Jared. Bill, let's wind it up.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, a real thank you to Paul and Kristen for coming in today, for everything that you do for the college, for our school community, for our Xavier family, for our students. You're incredibly student-centred as much as people-centred. And the work you do with your committees, it's gratefully received by the college. As we've been reflecting, there are a variety of things that we just want to be able to sharpen and do in better ways. And Shane, you were mentioning earlier around communication systems, an era where we're conscious of new security settings at work and a time-poor element for most people, and how can we serve our parent community in better ways, having the critical information coming in better ways straight in to make, both convenience and ease of connection even better. And they're challenges that we've got, but they're challenges that we're embracing and are really looking forward of how we push that through over the last bit of this year in preparation for next year. Some really exciting things in the background. But it's this amazing Xavier community, this family that we've got, and you both play and your committees play such an important role. So I can't thank you enough as much as for coming in and being part of this. Paul and Kristen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Paul, I think you're rolling on into 2025, but Kristen, the curtain is coming down. So to you both, a big thanks for being here today, and I'll say it on your behalf, and that is anyone who's listened to this Zav chat and has been motivated to maybe get a bit involved, please contact us. We're always looking for fresh blood as the life of the college rolls on and on. We've only got one more Zav chat for Term 3. I can't believe it's almost coming to a close. So we'll be back 7 days hence.